WRCOFM Radio Sports brought to you today by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. By Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by members of the Sports Boosters Club.
Decorate for the harvest season with a visit to Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Now is an especially good time with reduced prices of 40% off on a variety of fall decor and Halloween items. Exclusions apply. Need a unique gift? Our outdoor wind spinners are now 50% off. There's still plenty of time to enjoy fall decorations, so stop by and make the most of these great fall specials and a dose of decorating enthusiasm, because every day is a perfect day to stop at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, 383 West 3rd Street, Richland Center. Call 383-1616.
Wolf. The pitch, and it's a halfback. He's looking back for the quarterback wide open, and he catches it for a touchdown. Zoy Raggetts caught it. A little trickery for Lancaster. The quarterback pitched out and then ran out, went out for a pass, and scores to make it 20-14.
Good morning with a look at sports for your Saturday. I'm Adam Hess from WRCO-FM. It was a homecoming matchup last night in Spring Green with high school football. Phil Nee was on hand.
Lancaster scored the win over River Valley 35-14 in Southwest Conference football. The Arrows broke a 14-all tie late in the first half and went on to spoil the Blackhawks' homecoming game. The Arrows scored in their second possession on the night when running back Nolan Hankey ran for a touchdown. Trailing 7-0, River Valley put together a long drive that started at their own 17, and they capped it with an 8-yard run by Andy Fiske. The two-point play failed, and it was 7-6. The Arrows added to their lead when quarterback Nolan Wolf scored on a 1-yard run. He kicked his second extra point of the night to make it 14-6. River Valley put together another nice drive, and it was capped with a quarterback Lucas Klein 9-yard pass play to Andy Fiske. Fiske scored the two-point conversion to tie the game at 14 with a minute 40 to play in the half. The Arrows took the lead on the last play of the first half when quarterback Nolan Wolf handed off to Toy Raggetts, who threw a pass back to the quarterback, who was wide open. River Valley's Caden Plumley blocked the extra point, and it was 20-14, Lancaster leading at halftime. The Arrows dominated in the second half as they shut out the Blackhawks and scored two more times. Nolan Wolf ran for touchdown runs of 14 and 4 yards and kicked two more extra points to make the final 35-14. With the win, Lancaster is now 4-2 and 3-1 in the conference. They will host Dodgeville for their next game. River Valley falls to 2-2 in the league and 2-3 overall. They will play at Richland Center during the 7th week of the season for the Hornets' homecoming game. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. It was a win for Platteville over Richland Center 38-8 in the SWC, as well as Broadhead Judah, Blanky New Glarus 18-0, Prairie du Chien 63, Dodgeville 0. Scenic Bluff games, it was Ithaca with a 37-0 shutout of Nesina, Cashton 28, Brookwood 14, Hillsboro 53-0 over New Lisbon, and Bangor a 28-20 win over Royal. Riverdale lost its homecoming game 22-19 in Six Rivers action. They led Peck Argyle 13-6 at the half until the fourth quarter, when Pecatonica Argyle scored and made a two-point conversion and took the lead 14-13 with 5 minutes remaining. The Chieftains drove 55 yards and scored a touchdown with a minute 46 remaining to take a 19-14 lead. Peck Argyle got the winning touchdown with 4 seconds on the clock, and they went on to win 22-19 over Riverdale in Six Rivers Conference action. Other Six Rivers, it was River Ridge 48-27 over Boscobel, Potosi-Cassville a 43-0 win over Iowa Grant, and Blackhawk Warren, Illinois 50, Wazika Steuben 14. SWAL Finals, Belleville 31, Southwestern East Dubuque 0. Cuba City 48-14 over Benton Scales Mound, and Darlington 49, Fenimore 6. West B a 32-18 win over Arcadia. GET picked up a win over Viroqua 30-7. It was Lacrosse Logan 49, Baraboo 8, Onalaska a 27-24 win over Reedsburg. Mount Horeb-Barneveld 30, Sauk Prairie 7, and Wisconsin Dells shut out Wautoma 53-0. one eight-player final. It was DeSoto 50, Montello 6, and one eight-player game can be played today at 2 p.m., Waniwok Weston at Highland. Rhys Hoskins hit a grand slam off Sean Manea in the first inning, and the New York Mets' playoff hopes took a hit with an 8-4 loss to the NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers. The Mets, Arizona Diamondbacks, and Atlanta Braves are all chasing the final two National League wildcard positions. Mets manager Carlos Mendoza was ejected by plate umpire Ramon De Jesus after arguing a called third strike on Francisco Alvarez that thwarted a rally attempt in the fourth inning. Milwaukee Brewer outfielder Sal Frelick left the team's game with the Mets last night after his left side banged into the wall while trying to make a leaping catch of a foul ball. Frelick was attempting to catch a drive by Mets catcher Francisco Alvarez that hit the sidewall in foul territory. Frelick landed awkwardly after the collision with the wall. He remained down for several minutes as the Brewers' medical staff went out to deep right field to check on him. Frelick eventually walked slowly toward the dugout under his own power before then being helped into the clubhouse. Other finals from last night, first of all, interleague games, 3-0 win for Atlanta over KC. It was Pittsburgh 4-2 over the Yankees and Miami 15, Toronto 5. American League Finals, Detroit a 4-1 win against the Chi Sox. Tampa Bay doubled Boston 2-1. Houston 5, Cleveland 2. Baltimore a 7-2 win over Minnesota. Texas 3 better than the Angels 5-2. Seattle shut out Oakland 2-0. National League Finals, the Cubbies blanking Cincy 1-0. Washington 9-1 over Philadelphia. The Dodgers 11, Colorado 4. It was a win for San Diego over Arizona 5-3. St. Louis 6-3 over San Francisco. Shohei Ohtani's locked in at the plate on the bases, and he's up for the NL MVP. And now, onto the Triple Crown. It's been that kind of a late-season surge for the Los Angeles Dodger designated hitter, who's already invented the 50-home run, 50-stolen base club. Ohtani went 4-for-5 in an 11-4 win over the Colorado Rockies to keep it running for the Triple Crown. It also ensures he's in the lineup the final two games. Heading into the weekend, Ohtani's leading the NL in homers with 54 and 130 runs knocked in. He's raised his average to 309, trailing only Luis Arraez at a 314 average in the batting title race. The Chicago White Sox lost their post-1900s Major League record 121st game last night as they fell to Detroit. The White Sox broke the mark of 120 set by the New York Mets of 1962 in their inaugural season. The Cleveland Spiders hold the overall record, going 20-134 in 1899. The closest any team had come to New York's record was the 2003 Tigers, who won their final two games to finish with 119 losses. That remained the AL record until Chicago hit 120 on Sunday in San Diego. After avoiding the record by sweeping the Los Angeles Angels at home, the Chi Sox lost to a Tigers team that wrapped up a postseason spot in front of over 44,000 fans in Detroit. The Minnesota Timberwolves are sending Karl-Anthony Towns to the New York Knicks in exchange for Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo, and a first-round draft pick in a franchise-altering deal. That's according to a person with knowledge of the deal who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because the trade had not been finalized. Towns is a four-time All-Star entering his 10th season. He never hinted at discontent with the team that drafted him in 2015. The upside for Towns is a return to his roots. He grew up in New Jersey. Cam Ward found Isaiah Horton with a one-yard touchdown pass with a minute 57 left. That would be the winning score. Number 7 Miami rallied to beat Virginia Tech 38-34 in the ACC conference opener for both football teams Friday night. The ending was controversial. Officials deemed that Daquan Felton caught a 30-yard touchdown pass from Kyron Drones amid a crowd of players from both teams as time expired, which would have given Virginia Tech the win. The call was overturned after a long review. The Hurricanes trailed by double digits on three separate occasions, the last of those when the Hokies went up 34-24 with 12:05 left. back to baseball, the Kansas City Royals have completed one of the most remarkable turnarounds in Major League history, clinching an American League wildcard despite a 3-0 loss to the Braves. The Royals matched a franchise record with 106 losses a season ago. Now they're headed to a postseason for the first time since winning the 2015 World Series. The celebration was delayed by a masterful performance from Atlanta pitcher Max Fried, who came up with a one out short of a shutout. Now, the Royals finally popped the corks in the visitors' clubhouse at Truist Park when the Minnesota Twins eliminated themselves with a 7-2 loss to Baltimore. As we mentioned earlier, the Detroit Tigers earned an AL wildcard berth last night, ending a decade-long postseason drought. Detroit clinched a spot in the playoffs with that 4-1 win over the Chi Sox, who of course set that modern Major League record with their 121st loss of the season. So much for that American blowout in the President's Cup. The international team returned the favor on a loud and raucous Friday at Royal Montreal by sweeping the foursomes matches and tied the President's Cup at 5-all. The Americans swept the opening session. The shutout by the Internationals was even more dominant. Three of the matches ended at the 14th hole or sooner. Hideki Matsuyama and Sungjae Im tied a President's Cup record for the biggest margin with a 7-6 win over Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele. Now, they ended the match with 7 straight birdies, unusual for alternate shot. And finally, two people with knowledge of the injury say two-time All-Pro Micah Parsons and fellow pass rusher for Dallas DeMarcus Lawrence could miss multiple games for the Dallas Cowboys after getting hurt in a win over the Giants. Parsons has a high ankle sprain, Lawrence a foot sprain. Parsons is considered week-to-week while Lawrence could be out longer, but he's still being evaluated. Parsons and Lawrence are the club's two most accomplished defensive pass rushers. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM for your Saturday. I'm Adam Hess.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work, too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. They guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.